Kia ora, Dee from Waipa District Libraries, thanks for joining us. Today we're looking at Te Awamutu history, and this was recorded in the Waipa Post on the 26th of November 1931, and it itself is looking back 30 years prior to that. It's called 30 Years Ago in Te Awamutu District, Some Ancient History. Looking back through a book published nearly 30 years ago, we found interesting references to Te Awamutu and its neighbourhood, and they make interesting reading at the present time. For instance, Te Awamutu has an excellent library and reading room under efficient management. A large new courthouse was erected in 1900. Te Awamutu has a population of about 450 persons. It is surrounded by some of the very best land in the whole of the Waikato. A great deal of business is therefore transacted in the town, which however preserves a sedateness which well befits its old traditions and dignifies the memory of the heroism of those who fought and fell near it and found in the Mission Churchyard a last resting place. Te Awamutu has the largest public hall in the Waikato, erected in 1897. The building is 100 feet by 30 feet wide, dancing floor 60 feet by 30 feet, club room at side 30 feet by 13 feet, dining room 40 feet by 14 feet, kitchen 14 feet by 10 feet, armoury 12 feet by 10 feet, two cloakrooms, lavatory, etc. The hall will seat 700 persons and the stage is 20 feet by 30 feet. Music and drama have enthusiastic devotees in the town and neighbourhood, and the Musical Society is a successful institution. Te Awamutu may be said to be the chief business centre of the Upper Waipa. Not far away is Porongia, named after the great mountain that overshadows it and which is insolubly bound up with the history of the war and the story of the King movement. Near too is Patarangi, the pioneer heaven, the stronghold that General Cameron chose to evade rather than assault. Nearer is the bathing place in the Waiiri Creek, where Mayor Hefi won his Victoria Cross. Kaipiha, where the late Sir Donald Maclean first met the King after his long isolation, and Kōpua, made memorable by Sir George Grey's meeting with Te Whaeo. In a clearing on the long slopes of Porongia, visible from the mountain, poor Todd the surveyor fell in his tent, the victim of Nuku Whenua's bullet, and just across the river are the remains of the mad exploit of the fanatic Mahuki. The Waipa County covers an area of over 282 square miles and has a population of about 5,000, chiefly engaged in farming pursuits. The total value of real property within the county limits is £475,000. A general rate of 3 farthings and 2 separate rates of a half penny and 3 farthings in the pound in special districts is levied. The total county revenue exceeds £2,100 per annum. Note too that the total receipts of the town board district of Te Awamutu from a rate of 0.75 in the pound, licences and government subsidy amounted to about £200. The rateable value of the district was about £20,000. References made to the Pūnui Domain Board, of which Mr. D. Bockett was secretary, as under this board has been established several years and has control of the number of reserves in the Pūnui district. The principal is the Jubilee Park in Te Awamutu, where the local athletic sports take place. A pavilion recently erected by the board at a cost of £220 will seat 200 people, and the board is generally making tracks, planting shrubs and sowing grass seed. It has a good revenue and its available funds are invested. Just going to take a short break and we'll be back again shortly. And welcome back. Now that we have given the rates of town, district and county, we had better mention those of Mangahō Drainage Board, which at the time had jurisdiction over an area of 4,699 acres with a capital value of £20,000. The properties in the district are divided into 3 classes, and the general rates of 1 pence, half a pence, and quarter of a pence, and special rates of 1.5 pence, 1 pence, and half a pence in the pound are levied. The Naroto Drainage Board had jurisdiction over 5,519 acres, the capital value of which is £18,168. Ordinary rates of 1.5 pence, 1 pence, and half pence are levied, with special rates of 1 pence, half pence, and 1/8 pence. The special rates are to provide interest on a loan of £500 for lowering Naroto. Te Awamutu Railway Station was opened on the 1st of July 1880, and the line from this point to Otorohanga was open for traffic in March 1887 and to Te Kuiti in September of the same year. The station master is assisted by a junior porter and a guard, and two gangers are resident in Te Awamutu. The public school was erected towards the end of the 70s and has accommodation for 150 pupils. There are 106 scholars on the roll, and the headmaster is assisted by one certificated teacher and one pupil teacher. The teacher's residence of 7 rooms adjoins the school, and the buildings stand on a section of 2.5 acres. By the way, this chronicle states that St John's Anglican Church was built in the 30s and is one of the oldest churches built by the Church of England Mission. It has been renovated and re-roofed from time to time. It is also stated that Te Awamutu Cricket Club has a membership of 30, and in 1900, Mr. C. Bowden was captain, secretary, and treasurer. The Waipa Rugby Union at that time had 5 associated clubs: Te Awamutu, Kihikihi, Patarangi, Parongia, and Otorohanga, and each club had a senior and a junior team. Further reference is made to library matters thusly. Te Awamutu Public Library and Reading Room were established in August 1874. There are about 1,650 volumes in the library, which is open 3 days in the week. The reading room is open daily and is supplied with most of the leading colonial and English newspapers and magazines. Another item of interest is a reference to court proceedings. We quote, "The police district, which is part of the Hamilton sub-district, extends from Ohopo to Porongia, Te Awamutu to Te Ruamua, and monthly sittings of the Magistrates' Court are held in Te Awamutu. This court has obtained notoriety in consequence of the number of sly grog cases from the King Country which have been heard at it. On 1st of August 1900, 58 cases against various defendants were heard before Mr. Northcroft, S.M., and fines amounting to £375, with costs amounting to nearly £60, was recorded against 15 defendants on the day. In the year 1900, 3,000 gallons of milk per day were treated at Te Awamutu Dairy Factory at the flush of the season. That was the proprietary factory, operating as a creamery. The New Zealand Dairy Association also had a creamery, with about 25 suppliers, and treating about 1,200 gallons of milk daily. And look, that's the end of that news article, but what a fascinating insight into life and the way of Te Awamutu in the early 1900s. Thank you again for joining us. Kia ora.